Free Brooklyn.
Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Welcome to the Saturday, September 29th edition of Look at My Records. We kick things off with the Hummingbirds' Alimony. I haven't thought about the great Australian band The Hummingbirds in a long time, but I was at Always, Snail Mail, and Hatchie last night, and they all joined together to play this song as an encore, so I thought it'd be cool to kick off the show with that. And after that, we heard Shenandoah by my guests, Peel Dream Magazine. It's off of their brand new debut album, which is set to be released next week.
Yep.
And welcome, you guys. I'm here with Joe and Kirill. Very, very nice to meet you guys. I'm really happy to have you. I love the four singles you guys have already released into the world from Modern Metaphysics. Can't wait to hear the rest.
Thank you.
How you guys doing today?
Good.
Doing great.
Yeah. So I had some made mazamen at Momo
Japanese
Sushi.
Noodles.
Were they delicious?
They were delicious.
Oh my God. But you guys may be a little warm from the noodles though.
They were cold.
They were cold?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the secret.
Perfect fall weather noodles. All right. They got it figured out for sure. So Modern Metaphysics about to come out. But before we dive into the debut record, why don't you guys just tell me a little bit about how this project started? I know, Joe, it's primarily your project. You're the primary songwriter. How did this all come together?
I'm not a songwriter. I write songs. I had a band called Cherry Coles before this. That's actually how I met Kirill at a Cherry Coles show. And me and Kirill were playing a bit as like part of Cherry Coles, and I basically just kind of, Cherry Coles was like a dream pop project. It was like a shoegaze, like dream pop kind of vibe with like lots of chorus and distortion and all this kind of stuff. And I kind of had this like weird epiphany one day, like kind of looked around and felt like I was doing this thing that like all these other people were doing. And I was also like personally kind of getting a little bit fatigued of like all that kind of stuff. And I started getting like really heavily into like more earthy type of like organic sounds and like listening to a lot of like Stereolab and Bell and Sebastian, Spaceman 3, like even like Rolling Stones, and like Brian Jonestown Massacre, just like a bunch of like stuff that was kind of a curveball for me. And I just started writing a bunch of songs that had like a much different vibe and kind of kicked things into gear, like got like a little bit activist about my songwriting. I was like, I'm going to just try and start like breaking rules that I have and doing weird stuff, make things really long, make things really sort of minimalistic or like kind of like uneventful in like a way that I find appealing or something like that. And I basically like recorded this record not even knowing that it would be called Peel Dream Magazine. It was just like me making songs at home. And I basically decided that I would have that be like a new project.
And you said breaking certain rules that you maybe had set for yourself originally. When I think of dream pop, shoegaze bands, it is kind of like a lot of it's on the same playing surface. What would you say were some of those rules that you were trying to break with this new batch of songs?
I think dream pop, just like any like rock music, there's just like, it follows a lot of the same like rules that like any music follows. It just has like its own kind of like aesthetic things, cosmetics that are on it that kind of make it feel like more avant-garde or more whatever. But like there's certain things sonically about dream pop that are like interesting, like the way that songs are mixed to kind of be like, you know, nothing,
less forest pedals,
nothing stands out or something. Yeah. But there's a lot of rules. It's still like, you're still supposed to like wait for like a big chorus, and then like you're supposed to like have this like catharsis, and then you're supposed to have like a big solo or like a bridge of some kind, and like it's still kind of like ABABC whatever. And I've just like always been really into songwriting, and like I stopped being in, I started just getting really interested in like, what if I just did like one chord for like 10 minutes or something like that. Like there was the song originally on Modern Metaphysics, it was going to be the opener, And I think it was like 13 minutes. And it was just one chord over and over again for 13 minutes. And just a drum, like, a just forever. And like, I thought of this idea that it kind of like, it, it's not like a novel, like, you know, all the krautrock bands were doing that like back in the day, and like minimalist like composers have always done that kind of stuff. But like, I wanted to do like a pop rock version of that in like 2018.
Interesting. So is there any type of apprehension with doing something like that, or are you completely full on ready to do it and want to do it and put it out there?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I mean, like, I wouldn't do this, like, you know, if I was like nervous about, if you're like nervous about doing something that you shouldn't write like rock music. I mean, in my opinion.
Yeah. Cause I mean, it is risk taking, definitely, but it did come out really good. I think you definitely capture that kind of,
it's pretty approachable too. Like, I'm not like
vibe. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not trying to be like a band that like scares people or turns people off. Like, you can play this like for your mom and they'll be like, oh, this is nice.
This sounds nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think my mom did say that. I think my mom did say that. Peel Dream Magazine, mom approved.
Yeah.
Sun tested, mom approved. But how did these songs come together? Did you write them within the last year, or is this stuff you've been tinkering with?
Yeah,
maybe
so
on the side.
There was a kind of a funny, project? It was a kind of a funny process along the way. So I originally, when I was kind of like in deep into the Cherry Coles project, I befriended a guy by the name of Sean Durkin from that band Weekend.
Yeah.
On Summerland. And me and Sean just became like friends, and like we were just sort of like work on music. I think it was like he was gonna kind of like produce a Cherry Coles record, basically. That's what we were gonna do. And I was like writing lots of stuff, and he was just like super supportive. Like, he would come over and like listen and like talk about like, hey, this is cool, that's cool. Oh, what if we did this? What if we did that? And it was just like a very, there was a spirit of like, let's like make something cool. Let's do it. And it was kind of like through that, that I kind of like realized all this stuff that I wanted to actually do something different. Cause like, that was where that I was just following my nose. It kind of led me down this path. So me and Sean recorded this kind of funky record that no one's ever heard, that has like all these kind of in-between songs. They're like transition between like Cherry Coles and Peel Dream Magazine, basically. And it was really cool, but it was a kind of like a growing pains. Like, I did a lot of things in those songs like I was just kind of maybe not into, like, by the time we finished it. So when I was working on Modern Metaphysic, it was like a kind of me doing a little thing on the side based on what I was doing with Sean. And I recorded it really quickly in like a month, basically. I like wrote and recorded everything in my bedroom. And I did all like fake drum samples to like make it sound like it was a band. Yeah. And I was just had so many ideas. I had just been on like this trip to upstate, and I work at a place that's like kind of hippied out. And like, I was just thinking about all this stuff with like the Catskill region and like Brooklyn hippie vibes and like
upstate culture.
Yeah, upstate, like kind of fancy people living upstate. And I just had a lot of ideas, and I was like, I kind of want to make this record that's like sort of a hippied out, but like yuppie hippie, like upstate kind of vibe or something that I wanted to kind of like play around with and poke fun at.
Oh, interesting. So it is very influenced by your surroundings.
Kind of. I mean, it's influenced by like upstate aesthetic. A lot of people might not know what that is, but like if you live in New York City, you totally know what it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, you know, just going upstate and like incense and like, you know,
trees.
Boutiques and trees and going hiking.
The Grateful Dead, like,
yeah.
You know, antique stores.
Antique stores. Yeah, like $6 coffee or whatever, you know. But like, there's also something really charming about it. It's like really sweet at the same time. And the record, like, subject wise, is like about all that.
So did you work with a producer anywhere, or did you guys self-produce it? You said you recorded it in your bedroom. Did you take that into a studio or anything?
Nothing.
Completely DIY, lo-fi.
Yep.
Awesome.
I showed it to Mike. Well, Sean introduced the album to Mike at Slumberland. And when I met with Mike, I was kind of like waiting for him to like, he said that he liked the record and he was might be interested in putting out and stuff. And I was thinking, like, awesome, that'd be great. Like, we can go back in the studio and, like, redo a bunch of stuff and, like, and you know, get it out by this time. And he was like, no, like, it's done. He's like, that's awesome. It. I want to put this out. And I was like, what? I was like, okay, cool. I mean, I felt good about it.
That's incredible. And I know when you guys first walked in, I said, I feel like Peel Dream Magazine is the perfect fit for Slumberland Records. It really has that aesthetic that so prominent on so many of the label's releases over the course of its pretty lengthy history at this point. So how did it come together that you were able to put this out on Slumberland Records? And what does that mean to you guys?
I mean, Slumberland has for a long time just been like one of my favorites, if not my favorite label of, you know, putting as far as like shows that I want to see, like going out to like little shows here, seeing like bands that are just cool. Like, I can't explain it. They occupy this like world that you could call it indie pop or like shoegaze or whatever, but it's got a lot of people in that tent. And it's just cool. And I always admired the bands that I saw touring that were on Slumberland and involved with Slumberland. And but anyway, like with the story, basically, Sean just like smuggled the record to Mike. He just like sent it to him. He mentioned that he might do something like that. And then next thing I knew, like Mike was interested in talking to me. And I was out in California visiting some family. And I just kind of, we just got burgers in Oakland, got burgers and like some beers. And after like an hour and a half, we were just like, cool.
It's a go.
It's a go.
Print it.
Print it.
Yeah.
Press it. Press it. It's ready. That's great. And I love the name. Peel Dream Magazine is definitely a nod to John Peel, the late John Peel, the late great John Peel. How'd you come up with the name and what does John Peel mean to you?
John Peel, first of all, is a he ties in like a UK element. Like, I think the UK is really important to like my music interests. Like, just stuff from like the 80s and the 90s in particular kind of informs like what I'm doing. And it's like just happens to be like all UK bands. And he's like kind of the godfather of that. Like, he was like the person who like put all that stuff out, not put it out, you know, but like
brought tastemaker.
Yeah, he picked
and chose,
invited the right people to come. And you know, he was like he was like a punk, you know. He didn't care like if somebody didn't have a record out yet or whatever, you know. But he's also like, from a DJ standpoint, he was just cool. He was just had really good taste, and he was funny, and he was weird.
Yeah,
I love all that stuff.
He had like an outlet for kind of bringing all the underground stuff to like a wider audience.
Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely did. And I know in particular, he broke one of my favorite bands, XTC. He was huge. They've openly said that if it wasn't for him, they probably wouldn't have achieved some of the success that they did. But do you guys have a favorite Peel session just off the top of your head?
I have a couple Peel sessions that I like that I've just like found on YouTube. There's a really cool one of The Cure from like the 17 Seconds era that is amazing. There's a really cool like early Smashing Pumpkins one that I like. There's a bunch of...
The Stereo Lab ones are really good.
Yeah. Stereo Lab ones are great.
I just listen to that one.
Yeah. Because that was like some of the Stereo Lab ones are from like before they had like put a record out, I think. And they're kind of like just like EPs, basically.
And from what I've read about you guys, speaking of Stereo Lab, that's like a comparison that I've read in almost every write-up about you guys. How do you feel about that Stereo Lab comparison? Was that something conscious of when you were writing the songs influencing you?
Yeah. I mean, I love Stereo Lab. I think it's like obvious if you listen to the music that like the things I love are just like on that record. And like, I'm just a firm believer that of like, I don't think about anything when I'm writing. Like, I don't think about who it's for or like why I'm doing it or anything. It's just like, I just love something. You know, it's like, I love this vibe. I love this chord progression. I just can't. I'm like sleeping in it. I'm breathing it. I'm eating it. It's in my, you know, everything. So like, that was just kind of like something that really touched me, especially like their early stuff, like Switched On, Pang, group played Space Age Bachelor Pad music, everything up through like Emperor Tomato Ketchup, yeah. Especially. I think that they, it's not just their aesthetic that I like, it's that I just think that their vibe and their message is very relevant right now. And like, I don't consider myself like a, you know, I just want to emulate it and like make it relevant right now in my own way.
Spot on, gotta say. But congratulations on Modern Metaphysics, definitely. I'm really excited to hear the rest of the record. I want to play a couple of songs now, songs you guys have already released as singles. Q Velocity, is that
she?
She,
nah, like, yeah. She.
She Velocity and Levitating Between Two Chords. Anything you'd like to say about these songs before we play them?
So Qi Velocity is like, Qi is like part of the concept of like Feng Shui. So like Qi is like an abstract force that like moves through spaces. And like when I was like playing around with all these kind of like bohemian or like artsy or Eastern things that are like really popular in like the Catskill vibe that I was talking about, I feel like that was kind of just, it's like playing around, you know, feng shui and qi and good vibes. And so, yeah.
All right. So we're about to hear it. Qi Velocity, Levitating Between Two Chords. These are off of the brand new Peel Dream Magazine record, Modern Metaphysics, which you can get through Peel Dream Magazine's Bandcamp.
Or
SlumberlandRecords.com. Yep. Here you go, guys. Enjoy these awesome songs.
Your life makes sense.
Love those two tracks. We just heard two tracks by Peel Dream Magazine, Chi Velocity and Levitating Between Two Chords. Thanks for sharing those songs, guys. Yeah. They were awesome.
Thank you.
I love them. I love them. I'm a huge fan. See how passionate I am about it? All right. Don't mean to weird you guys out. But now we're transitioning to the second part of the program where you guys pick some records from my record collection, and we're going to play some songs from them. First up, Wild Honey, horror movie off of a Slumberland Records comp called Continental Drift. Lots of great songs and artists on that record. Totally. But you guys picked Wild Honey. Why specifically?
Wild Honey's always been a favorite of mine. I first saw Wild Honey at Silent Barn. They were actually playing with Gingerlies. Oh, yeah. Awesome. Cool.
Nice.
I've actually never seen it in person. Yeah, I loved Wild Honey. I actually wrote about Wild Honey as well as Gingerlies on the insert of the LP. So that's like a little thing you can read about, like when you pop it open. But it was kind of, I can't explain it because like a lot of people do like a shoegaze thing or whatever. Like at that time, there were other people doing that, but they have real songs. Like they're really songwriters and they're like really doing it. And they have like a sense of history and they just like work super hard and they're just super cool people. The person actually who helps us out with booking is in Wild Honey.
Oh, great. That's really
so
cool.
He's like kind of on the team and like, we're just, yeah.
It's on the Peel Dream team.
It's on the Peel Dream team.
Peel Dream team.
And I actually contributed like some synth stuff on this, Wild Honey single that just came out recently. Naive Castle.
Yeah, on great Sunderland. Song. Yeah. I've heard that.
Yeah.
Before.
So we're close and he's a homie and no, there's no end to the things I want to, you know, good things I want to say about that band.
So you guys met, they played at the Silent Barn because they're from Baltimore, right?
Right.
They're based in Baltimore.
Yeah.
They came up through here.
I subsequently saw them a number of times. We never became like close until like later. We were actually like introduced through Slumberland like a year ago or this past year. But we had known each other. Like I had reached out to them. I sent them like emails and shit like three years ago. Like I'm such a big fan. And
I feel like,
yeah, whatever.
It's cool to fan. It's cool to fanboy.
Yeah, and they would write me back and be like, thanks.
Thank it.
Yeah.
We love you.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just kind of funny that we, you know, are friends now.
Yeah. I'm glad you guys are best buds.
Yeah.
Love hearing about bands being buds.
Yeah. Harmony.
Harmonizing.
Yeah. And horror movie, honestly, it's such a good track. It's so cool.
Yeah.
There's two parts to it. There's like a reprise and yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful song. All right. Next up, Belle and Sebastian's Tiger Milk, The State I Am In, which is the first track on the record.
Yep.
Why'd you pick this one? This great Glasgow band.
So Belle and Sebastian is just another huge favorite of mine. Like if you were to draw a constellation of stars that are part of my like music world, they're a big one for sure. This song was originally on Dog on Wheels, I believe, like before this LP was recorded, even though it came out afterward. It's just kind of like the song, I think, that like put them on the map originally.
Yeah.
And it's perfect. I mean, it's got that like twee element, but it's just so well written. It's not like, it's not a tongue-in-cheek twee. It's like a heartfelt twee that just had a huge impact on me. It's like part of my ethos.
Yeah. Musical DNA.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. All right. Great pick. Next one. Your label mates, Expert Alterations. This is a great EP.
So I own that one. I have that
at
home.
Yeah, this is a great one. I love how I've only seen this on the two Slumberland releases. The recent Wild Honey EP that they put out. And this one where it's only pressed on a 12-inch on one side.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting to me. I've never really seen that before. I don't know if it's super common, but it's cool. It's great. And this is a great EP, and you picked Midnight Garden, Expert Alterations.
Yep. So I've seen Expert Alterations a couple times as well. They used to tour with Wild Honey. I now know Alan, who was in that band. But there's also like kind of a funny connection. Like I went to high school with Paul, who is the drummer in this band.
Oh, cool.
He was a year older than me. Like we didn't like hang out or anything. We weren't like close, but like we knew of each other, you know? And, I was just kind of surprised. Like originally I was like, well, I never thought about him. You know, I was like, Paul, I know that guy. Like, and, you know, he's a sweet guy and it's a really good band.
They rule. They rule.
And it's a shame that they broke up.
Damn, I didn't know that.
They're on a hiatus. I don't know if it's an official breakup.
Yeah. That's just to like make the fans feel a little
better. Yeah, so the next album's probably going to come out like a month.
Some hope. No. Yeah, or like 15 years.
MSG reunion.
They'll be playing at Barclays in 15 years. Yeah. But all right, next, Beach Boys Surf's Up. Right? One of my favorite Beach Boys records. I think it's rated. So I don't want to say it's underrated because I think a lot of people love it. But, you know, everyone's always really focused on Pet Sounds. But mm-hmm. I think it's a really, really good record. And you picked The Day in the Life of a Tree.
Yep.
What do you guys think of that jam? Love it?
You're a fan of Surf's Up, right?
I love this record. Yeah. I feel like it's been rediscovered. Like, people are diving deeper into Beach Boys to kind of get past the initial stuff. And this is, like, pop bliss, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is as good as it gets.
I'm a big believer that like all the important stuff with the Beach Boys happened after Pet Sounds. That's kind of like a lot of people have talked about that now. My favorite record of theirs is Friends. I was looking for that. You don't have it yet, but you can still change that. But I love that record, and that was a huge influence on Modern Metaphysic. I kind of wanted Modern Metaphysic to be like my Friends. So like that's kind of like the SoCal. Yeah. Guys looking at Big Sur and like the peaceful vibes of like Northern California. So that was, I wanted to kind of be like the New York person looking at the peaceful vibes of like upstate New York.
Really, really interesting. Wow, that's really cool.
And it's just so playful, so unbelievable. And like this record too, this is a funny one because this has a lot of weird tug and pull between like his Brian Wilson's more like artsy stuff and the kind of corny. Like there's a really terrible song on this, like student demonstration.
Yeah,
that song sucks. It's so bad. It's so bad. It's like trying to be that. Yeah. And like you can tell that the label just like forced them to put it on it. But there's other songs like Day in the Life of a Tree that are like insane.
I love
it's like
I Die.
I can just sure. Oh yeah, that's great. Well, yeah. Till I Die was actually from Surf's Up.
Yeah.
So that they kept on as is Surf's Up.
Yeah.
The title track. So they kept on recycling songs from that record that never came out. But yeah, like Day in the Life of a Tree, the chord progression is insane. And like, I don't know what kind of drugs they were on or like where they were in their head. But like, it's just so trippy and so different. And like, I don't even know who's singing. Like on the later records, you can't tell who's singing.
Yeah, yeah.
They would just like invite people off the street to like sing Beach Boys songs. But it's amazing. And I love it.
Excellent pick. Love the Beach Boys. Next up. Ginger Lee's Jump Rope EP that they released in 2014. I was telling you guys, I played the shit out of this 7-inch for years. And I just never, I'm still not sick of these four songs. There's just something really, really special about this EP. And off of Jump Rope, you picked Summer Cramps, the second song on the A side. I also want to note that this is a 7-inch. It plays at 33 speed, which is also not that common, but yeah. Interesting. It's a twist. They're throwing a twist.
It's an M. Night Shyamalan-esque twist.
Yeah, this is definitely something. If M. Night Shyamalan was in the record making business, all of his 7-inches would be pressed at 33 RPMs. So there you go. But you guys are friends with Ginger Lee, some of the members, drummer, Brian.
Right,
you
were saying plays
drums in Peel Dream Magazine. So, yeah, tell me a little bit about how much you love this EP, because I love it.
I love that EP. The Ginger Lees were, you know, they used to play like all the time, you know, like once a week for like years, you know, and it was like, They were like doing it. They were the band that I was interested in. They were this kind of reiteration of like twee and indie pop and shoegaze, that in a way that was like really relevant to me. And it's great songwriting, and they were great live. They were like a bit of a gateway for me of getting into some other stuff that I now really love. I wrote about them as well in this insert that I did. The first time I saw them was at 538 Johnson, and it just like changed my life. It's like one of those shows where like, yeah, I can't explain it. Like maybe they're not as great as like I thought they were, but they are to me, because they are, you know,
they're awesome.
It just hit me in that moment, and it was like a spell. And I also would like follow them to their shows and write them emails and all kinds of stuff. So I forever love that band, and a lot of good people in that band, and yeah, they're cool. And Brian's like an old friend, and really good person, and amazing drummer.
All right, let's hear these songs. We're going to hear Wild Honey, Belle and Sebastian, Expert Alterations, The Beach Boys, and Gingerlys. We'll come back and we'll wrap up. You're listening to Peel Dream Magazine's Picks.
I was puzzled by a dream that stayed with me all day in 1995. My brother had confessed he was gay. It took the heat off me for a while. He stood up with a sailor friend, made it known upon my sister's wedding day. to save a kid from being deported. Now she's in love. Oh, 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 I was so touched. I was moved to kick the crutches from my crippled friend. And she was not impressed, cause I cured her on the Sabbath. I went to confess. When she saw the funny sight, he introduced my child.
But now my branches suffer and my leaves don't bear the glow they did so long ago. Full of life, my sap was rich and I was strong. From seed to tree, I grew so tall. Through wind and rain, I could not fall. Branches suffer and my leaves don't offer poetry to men of song. Trees like me weren't meant to live if all this world.
Peel Dream Magazine for those awesome picks. You guys, Peel Dream Magazine's debut album, Modern Metaphysics, is about to drop on Slumberland Records. You can get it via peeldreammagazine.bandcamp.com or slumberlandrecords.com. And you guys are heading out for an 11-day tour in November as well.
Yep.
All right. So you guys can catch them on tour as well. We're going to wrap up the show with another song from that record, Deep Gins. And I want to thank you guys for coming again. It was really a delight.
Thank you.
And guys, go get that record. Woo-hoo. You've been listening to Look at My Records on Radio Free Brooklyn. I feel like-